up and Adam for you. Wednesday, it is 5 minutes past six. Simo and Jordan hanging out with you.
It's Wednesday as well. It's hump day. It's almost the weekend.
Every time. Very considerate of the camel. The camels out there?
Yeah.
Hump day?
Exactly. I'm concerned about camel welfare.
In the mix this hour, we got Jonas Brothers, Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello teaming up, as well as some T-Swizzle, Taylor Swift. However,
I wish there was a band called The Camels.
But we also, I mean, we basically do need to address the elephant in the room, which
What's
is
that?
This van that drove into a police car yesterday in New South Wales.
Ah, yes. If you missed it, a van carrying a lot of drugs was only found out to be having a lot of drugs in it when it crashed into two parked police cars.
More on that to come. I'm a sucker for you. 18 minutes past six, Simo and Jordan.
Hey now, Simo, this happened the other day in Sydney.
Mm.
A van carrying $200 million worth of drugs was found. Do you want to have a guess how it was found? It was. Do you reckon it was very tough detective work from the police?
They would have had to search it, I assume.
Essentially what happened is the van carrying the drugs crashed into two parked police cars.
Yeah, I saw the photo. It basically ploughed through one police car.
Have you seen the footage?
Yeah, and it wasn't even a chase.
I know, it wasn't even a chase. It was just driving down the street and then for some reason just swerves to the right and crashes into two parked police cars.
Yeah, parked police cars.
Yeah, they were just
you.
Parked at the side of the road.
Yeah.
So the police got out, said, hello, what's going on here?
Are you just carrying pot plants back there?
Let's just have a little look-see what's in the back.
Yeah.
And stumbled across, $200 million worth of drugs.
That's a lot of, that's worth more than the van.
Oh, definitely.
The van's probably a write-off.
I think it was. I think some of the police cars are a write-off as well.
Probably.
But yeah, obviously we don't condone drug trafficking or any of that sort of stuff.
No, it goes without saying, really.
Well, you were going to say something else then. You're going to say, maybe.
No, it's utterly ridiculous. I mean, you wouldn't read about it. You know what I mean? It's one of those stories. It's just like, how good is that in a movie? I hope there is a movie made about it.
Well, you say you wouldn't read about it, but I have the article here and I am literally reading about it.
Mashton Kutcher, Better Me this morning on 97.7 Snow FM. It is Simo and Jordan just hanging out.
Hey, Nassimo, would you be aware of millionaire playboy Tony Totini?
No, but I am now. Thank you very much for bringing him to my attention.
Fair enough. He was once self-dubbed himself the king of Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
So he won't be happy now that they've taken away the likes.
Self-dubbing you know, yourself things. Are you into that? Like, do you do that? Like, at home in the kitchen? Just be like, I am the king of this stove.
No, because mostly my skills in the kitchen are reheating frozen food. So.
Ah, you're the king of the sofa.
I'm the king of the microwave.
King of the microwave?
I'll take king of the sofa, actually.
Microwave lord.
I like that. Anyway, so he is a millionaire playboy and has said that he will take his private jet and charter 10 people to Area 51.
Okay.
So we can go and storm it for the event. Little catch.
Mm.
He is, of course, a playboy.
Yep.
So these 10 people do have to be females.
Right.
So me and Simo.
So has he put out...
I'm afraid we're out.
He's put out like a critique kind of list of what you have to be. Like there's a set of prerequisites.
Not quite.
Okay.
I think just female and
goes
attractive.
Without saying.
That's pretty much it. I do love some of the quotes that he's given in this interview. And,
okay.
The word underprepared does
spring to mind. Nice, yeah.
So he said, quote, Area 51 is listed as this airport code, which means it can be considered an airport, but I'm not sure if it's illegal or not to land.
Fair call.
I'm like, I'm pretty sure it is illegal to land in Area 51. I'm pretty sure that's trespassing. Pretty sure that's what all this is about.
My thought is...
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it a no-fly zone? Like, sure, it's got a code because, I mean, it's Area 51. What would it be without codes? Area 51 is probably a code.
Mm.
But it's probably a no-fly zone. So, I mean, if he's going to fly into that area, I mean, it's hard enough flying a drone around these days. But if you've got a private jet, you've got to be careful where you put that.
Oh, God, yeah. A couple of other quotes from this interview. He said the people that come with him have to be fit because I hope they can carry an alien. And let's hope aliens love hot women. The genuine quote.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Simo, fancy being one of his 10 women if you just get a bra or something?
Maybe. Simo and Jordan. And, Jordan, is it important to have a hobby?
I think so, yes.
What would you consider your hobbies?
Playing FIFA.
Okay, right, so computer games.
Yeah, to a degree, yeah.
They're up there. What else?
Cooking. As we just heard before, my reheating frozen meal skills are... coats on point.
All right, so I was going to say the cooking skills in general, not good, but passionate about it enough for it to be a hobby.
Yeah, I get passionate like Gordon Ramsay, just start swearing at the microwave. It's a lot of fun.
What about coin collecting or maybe collecting posts? What are they, postage stamps?
I do collect coins, but I collect them in the coin bit of my wallet and then use them when necessary, so I don't know if that counts.
Still use cash every now and again?
Rarely, very rarely.
How's this for a hobby? So there's a new movie coming out, Brad Pitt and Leo DiCaprio in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
It's the new Tarantino film, which is due.
Mm-hmm.
They have bonded, right? A couple of Hollywood A-listers bonded over pottery.
What do you mean? Like making pots?
Making, yeah. So like
with the clay and the spinny roundy table thing.
Straight
and
out of,
kind of
straight out of the highly like a sexual tension scene from Ghost.
I was gonna say, are they doing it like that, or is this a more?
No, apparently they have struck up a friendship, which is lovely. I mean, it's good to have friends in high places,
yeah.
And especially when you're someone that, I mean, both. Who's the more famous?
Oh, that's a Brad Pitt or Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
Whoa, that's a loaded question.
Because one of them, you'd have to assume one of them is better at pottery than the other.
No, they can just be even.
Yeah?
They can just be equal, can't they?
Nah, I don't think so.
What are you trying to say, Simo? Should me and you do some pottery later? Is that what you're trying to say?
We could potentially do that. But get this, a source told a local newspaper that Brad's got his own sculpting studio at his house and Leo just loves coming over to use it.
Look, I'm not surprised that Brad Pitt has his own sculpting studio. I mean, he's probably got his own swimming pool and tennis court and what else does he need?
Okay, so it's not like he's necessarily more passionate about the clay pottery than he is about other things. It's just the fact that he has it because he can.
Yeah, okay. Pretty much.
Fair. I feel as if, I reckon, Brad's probably the better potterer.
I'm going to go Leonardo.
Never Really Over, Katy Perry back in the charts. It is Snow FM at breakfast. Simo and Jordan just hanging out.
And Simo and Jordan are going to be joined by Simo's Oma, the fantastic woman herself, is on the line.
It's always good to have a plus one.
Hello, Oma.
Simon.
Oh, Oma, your voice has changed. Is that Oppa?
It's Oppa.
No, it's Oppa. Oma, she's out walking still, Simon. So I on the phone this morning.
Okay, so you're going to help out. Didn't get the mushrooms done this morning?
Yes, she gave me the mushrooms, but it's so cold outside. Oma wants to feel the chill on her.
Okay.
Well, Oppa, it's wonderful to have a chat to you. Are you a skier or snowboarder by chance? What do you like on the slopes?
I like to barefoot ski. The skin on the bottom of my feet is so thick that I just slide down.
Your feet would get really cold, wouldn't they?
Oh, yes, but Oppa likes it. It's very nice. But they can snowboard too. I met a nice German snowboarder just the other day.
Oppa, did Oma give you the lyrics? Because I think Oma actually picked the song we're doing this morning. Have you got them?
Oh, yes.
Oh, awesome. Wicked. Are you able to give us the lyrics this morning? It is Oma Idol. It is all thanks to Mountain Munchies. You'll be able to score yourself a voucher, 64572977, if you can guess these lyrics. It's Oma Idol starring Oppa this morning.
All right. Hey, dude. Don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make it better.
Oppa, that was sensational.
Simo, you never told me Oppa was an opera singer.
Boys.
Oppa, I think we need to use you more.
We're both speechless.
Call now if you know those lyrics. Thanks, Oppa. It is Simo and Jordan, 4 minutes on the way to your 8 o'clock.
And Simo, we're in the midst of Oma Idol, sung by Oppa this morning.
Yeah.
Amazing operatic voice. I didn't realise he had that range.
I've only ever heard him whistle around home, so that was actually pretty full on.
I looked at your face, I was shocked. Is that Andrea Bocelli or is that Oppa? Anyway, we do have a contestant on the line who thinks they know the song. It's Maddie, I believe, this morning. Good morning, Maddie.
Good morning.
Now, Maddie, this one, it has to be older than you. How old are you?
9
years of age.
Just a little bit older, just, you know, a couple of years.
We're on your team for this one. Maddie, it is Oma Idol. It is all thanks to Mountain Munchies. You like your hot chips?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What kind? plain salt or chicken salt? Or does Mum make that decision?
Chicken salt.
Oh, chicken salt every
it's
day of the week.
It's the best. It's the best. There's not even a choice.
All right, here we go. Maddie, what do you think Oppa was singing this morning?
Hey Jude by the Beatles.
Hey Jude.
Ah, Maddie, well done.
Well done. Are you a fan
it's
of
like
the
Triple
Beatles?
Her age.
Yeah.
There you go.
Maddie, you've scored yourself that voucher to Mountain Munchies. You on your way to school?
Yeah.
Alrighty, well, hot chips later tonight, I reckon. Enjoy your day.
Thank you.
Steve Aoki, that was Crash Into Me this morning on Snow FM Breakfast. And Snow FM 97.7, of course, now broadcasting on DAB Digital Radio in Canberra. So you can catch us in the capital, Jordan.
And hey, Simo, do you remember the TV show Family Feud? I think it was hosted by Bert Newton for a little bit.
Yeah,
it?
I was never really big into it, no. So this is going to prove a bit of a test.
Well, essentially, if you don't know the game, it's a TV show that's famous in America. We've been running forever in America. Mm. Essentially, they get two teams of families. They survey about 100 people,
right,
and get the top answers, and you have to try and guess what the top answers are.
Okay.
So Simo, I have got a little bit addicted to watching clips of it on YouTube of an afternoon, so I thought I'd prepare a little bit of a quiz for you,
yep.
See if you can guess what the answers are.
Alrighty,
you feeling confident?
confident would be that bit of a stretch, I think. So I've got the first question here, so...
Go for it.
Alrighty, let's do it.
Name something that follows the word pork.
Okay, Simo, name something that follows the word pork. I've made it a bit easy for you. I've got multiple choice here
sweet.
As well. I can sense there was a moment of panic eyes there.
What are we dealing with?
So did the contestant say A, chop, pork chop?
Yep.
Did he say B, you pine?
What? Ah.
Or did he get it just completely wrong, not know what was going on, and say banana? As in pork, banana.
Did he say banana? I have a feeling that's probably the case.
Is that what you're locking in? You're going with C?
I'm going to go with the banana.
All right, let's see if you're right.
All right, here we go.
Name something that follows the word pork.
You pine.
Got it wrong, Simo. It was B, porcupine.
He's nailed that, though.
He has. That's very clever.
That would not have been a tough answer.
All right, so none from one so far, Simo. Alrighty. Let's see if you can get on the scoreboard.
We've got the top four answers on the board. Name something that gets hard when it gets cold.
All right. Okay.
How about nipples?
We didn't even get to the multiple choice there.
Dear. Was that one of the top answers?
Yeah. We didn't even, I was going to say either driving a car, sunbaking, or nipples. We didn't even get to it.
Classic. Alrighty.
All right, let's go to number three.
Alrighty.
Name a word or phrase that starts with pot.
Name a word or phrase that starts with pot. You can either go with A.
Pot plant. Yes.
You can go with B. Tato, as in potato.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can do C, Pluto, as in the Pluto, what used to be a planet, but I don't think it is anymore.
Pot Pluto?
Yeah.
Or pot plant, and what was the other one?
Tato.
Mm.
Name a word or phrase that starts with pot.
Potato.
It's clever.
Dear, granted, that was good.
How many did you get out of there? I don't think you got any.
I got zero in regards to nothing in common with those guys.
You probably wouldn't be very good on Family Feud.
No, I'd be shocking.
All right, well, I'm just... secretly, what I'm actually doing is auditioning people to pretend to be in my family for Family Feud for when I enter the TV show.
We don't look anything alike.
Yeah, but true. But, you know, if I could wear a hat or something.
We get found out instantly.